This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. This week we continue our BTW series on the history of meteorology. What developments in technology around the turn of the 20th century, Rick, help inspire and advance weather forecasting capability?
Well, it's really the advent of rapid communications and the facilities to collate them. And a lot of that came to fore in the years around World War I. Aviation in particular, extremely sensitive to weather conditions. And it was at that time that things like plotting of weather maps in real time, say within a few hours of the taking of the observations, that's when that really came to fore. And that became the basis for the first large scale, what we would call Western science-based weather forecasting. There were a lot of changes in those early years. During World War I in Scandinavia, the idea of weather fronts was developed. This was initially resisted in North America, and it's quite humorous now to look back on some of those weather maps from the 19-teens, and there's no weather fronts on them, but as a professional meteorologist, you just want to take your pen and draw them in because they're right there. But that was an analysis concept that wasn't accepted until the 1920s in the United States.
It's pretty obvious how important weather forecasting is for flying. It's hard to imagine just taking off and hoping you wouldn't hit bad weather. I mean, you could fly right into a storm, right?
Not only could you, many planes did, and many planes never came back for that exact reason.
So you really see the value of what we have today. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.